Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Big Sean, Karen, how you guys doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm alive.
Alive is good. That's a great upgrade.
I am alive. Yes, it is an upgrade from barely alive. I thought I had COVID, guys, but I don't. It was just COVID-y. It was just a COVID-y time for me, but I'm fine, I guess.
Sean, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Sean, the reason why I asked you how you were doing is because you're getting a little up in years. You're a little elderly. And last week's show was about...
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
We were talking about assisted living and nursing homes. And today's show, it's kind of a carryover. So, Sean...
You're right, Matt. We were talking about assisted living. And I thank you so much for giving me the difference between assisted home living versus nursing home versus having... my little nephew come and take care of me in my home. So absolutely, Matt. So what's today's show about?
This is not a laughing matter, Sean. You are getting up in years. And
Sean, you are ready to die. And as as a member of the Half-Dead, you need some advice so that you don't die on the floor. We want you in a bed, Sean.
Well, real talk. We're all
to finally say that, Karen. Come on.
Hopefully,
watch your ears, Matt.
Hopefully,
we're hot in here.
Hopefully, we will all live to a ripe old age. But like I said last week, we talked about assisted living versus home care. So this week, we're giving financial tips for seniors. So Karen, why don't you give us a little.
I will. This is like on Passover when the youngest child has to ask the four questions, the meaningful questions. So as the youngest, I'll start. So tip number one for honestly really good for everybody, but also for the aged, such as Sean, is budget closely and track your expenses. So that's a two-parter, right? Budget closely, be real with your budget. It's probably not what in your heyday what you made because you're retired. And it's usually the case, unless you plan super carefully, that your retirement, it's not going to be your peak earning years kind of level. So you have to limit your expenses. It's a necessary evil. I've been doing it, so it's possible. Live on a tight budget and maximize your savings. And the other part of making sure you stay on track and don't screw this up is to monitor your budget. So track all your expenses and make sure that you're spending what you had planned to spend. It's equally as important as making the budget in the first place.
And this should be like ongoing, it should be always time, reflecting, making sure that you're staying within budget.
And just so we're clear, I should have said this from the outset, we are counting down 10 financial tips for seniors. So whether you're a senior or if you have seniors in your life or just you want to share this information, you're eventually going to be one, hopefully. These are the top 10 financial tips for seniors. So that Karen just gave us number one, which was budget closely and track your expenses. Mm-hmm. Any other comments on number one?
That's a twofer. I just hope that Sean is taking notes.
Absolutely.
Well, how did they go at Sean today? But anyhow, I got a good one. And, this one I love because I think it's so important. And, you know, it's never stop learning about finances. Don't feel like you're dated and you're never too old to learn, because, you know, my aunt, who is 90 this year, and my godfather, who's 82 this year, when I go visit them in Canada, they're talking to me about finances and things they've saw online and things they're doing, the things they're trying to invest, and showing me financial statements. So I think, you know, you should, and even as you get older, you always feel like it's what, regardless of what age you are, you should never try to become dated. So financial literacy, you know, it's almost inevitable, leads to more sound investments, superior money management, and greater wealth preservation. If you've never really paid too much attention to how much money works, make productive use of some of the free time that opens up during retirement. Learn how to make your money work for you. Because as I always say, Karen and Matt, your money is your money. Nobody can manage it or care for it better than you. Matt, do you have number three for us? What do you got for number three?
I sure do. Tip number three. Financial tip number three for seniors or someone caring for some seniors. It's automate your finances. So instead of, you know, having to each month remember things, or each month, you know, Sean, you don't want to put too much pressure on your memory. You know, you can automate things, whether it's making payments of bills, whether it's if you're saving for a vacation, whether it's whatever your financial monthly expenditures are. So many of these things can be automated. And not only for seniors, this is actually probably helpful for most of us.
For all of us. I would say for all of us. For all of us who don't like to deal.
Yeah, set it and forget it. We say that all the time.
That's a fact. So that's number three, automate your finances.
Yes, the good for everybody, I would say. And number four is rein in the generosity. You are ruining your own life. I know you want to help your children and your grandchildren or whoever, your friends, it doesn't matter, your cat.
Karen, what are your grandparents' name again?
Safda and Saba.
Safda and Saba. Cut her off! Cut her off! Let her live her own life.
Let me live and let you live. Yeah. I mean, look, I know these kids are cute. I know some of the grown ones are like smoking hot. I get it. You want to help these people out. You want to set them up for a good life. Not necessarily talking about me, but like whoever I'm sure is also as good. Now, you're going to want to walk a bit of a tightrope here, because they're awesome. They're the best. They're the future. They're your legacy. But it's like putting on your mask on an airplane before you help a child. You cannot help others unless you are helping yourself. And so please, even though you're sweet and old, don't feel guilty about prioritizing your own financial well-being first, then seeing how you can help out family members or whoever. Look, if you end up giving away more than you can afford, then you're going to be coming back to them for help and they're going to be rude about it. Yeah, young people don't even know how to act. Yeah, you know that the young are selfish. So only do what you can do. Don't strain your retirement. There's like kind of nowhere else to go if you do that. And we're not saying don't help out. Just make sure that it's on your terms and you're doing it in your best interests. Don't be too sweet. You know, we know you're sweet. Don't overdo it.
Can I chime in here? I have a public service announcement for you young folks out there. Stay out of granny's purse. Can you, like, you know, she's on a fixed income, grandpa, like, be considerate of their fixed income.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So number five, Matt, it's set up a power of attorney. A power of attorney, if you don't know, allows a family member to manage all your financial affairs on behalf if you're unable to do so. There could just be a temporary blip if you're impacted after taking a tumble or having a minor accident. If cognitive decline sets in, a power of attorney can be useful on an ongoing basis. Just do not use Britney Spears' dad as your power of attorney, okay?
That's right.
To mitigate any risk of fraud or mismanagement, and this does occur, unfortunately, you could consider appointing more than one agent to carry out your wishes. See, this is like the Britney Spears syndrome, but don't make sure they're cousins or friends or, you know, relatives to Karen. Just make sure that you have two people to the left, to the right, working out your power of attorney. Karen, I'm trying to jab you, but you're a professional comedian, so I'm like,
it's my not jabs are always, landing.
I'm not landing. I'm trying.
It's not
Karen.
Landing. Boomer, do better.
All right. Well, in addition to power of attorney, right now I'm taking power of commercial break, and we're at number five. Whoa. So everybody,
that's smooth as hell.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of our financial tips for seniors on today's episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We have the lovely Karen, the young Matt Smith, and we have our elderly...
It's okay. He did.
Said before commercial, we're not going to jab at each other anymore.
Yes, but Sean, then when he was going into commercial, you just muttered like an old person over the entire thing. You can't not let us call you old. I'm joking too, but you did do that. Okay, but just to recap, guys, these are financial tips for the elderly or people who are taking care of the elderly or people who might be elderly, which hopefully is also you. Number one, budget closely and track your expenses. Number two, never stop learning about finances. YouTube and Google are your best friends and also your young grandchildren. Number three, automate your finances. Number four, rein in the generosity. You're too nice. We keep telling you. And number five, set up a power of attorney so that when things inevitably happen, you are not stuck.
That brings us to our number six financial tip for seniors. And I would say this tip applies for seniors and also for young folks who plan on becoming seniors. It's consider a medical plan. You know, healthcare costs can be exorbitant. And, you know, a lot of times we don't think about it, but I think we need to take a mentality of hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So,
right.
You know, you got to find a medical plan that works. When you're planning for retirement finances, take into account all existing medical expenses, but also look forward and consider the almost inevitable costs that will crop up as you advance in years. Medicare improvement plans are tailored for seniors and can bring out-of-pocket costs down and dilute some of the pressing medical expenses that can leave you running out of funds. So I definitely think as a senior or someone who, like I said, plans to become one, start to consider a medical plan.
Honestly, you need a medical plan. Don't be crazy. I mean, things are going to happen. It's a numbers game. We're not getting any younger. Insurance is out there. You can go get it. I mean, I would highly, highly recommend because every single person that I know who has declined to get insurance has gotten bit in the butt later.
Karen, you're not getting younger?
Except me. I get younger a lot.
And the worst thing about it is, you know, is actually getting sick than have to worry about your finances at that time and point.
Yeah. So you don't want to worry about pre-existing conditions. Just get all your conditions in right now and then let them exist. And then they have to be covered. What a pain in the butt, guys. That brings us to tip number seven. Okay. This is also a tip for me. Keep a close eye on credit. So federal law entitles you to a free annual copy of your credit report, as I'm sure you know, as an avid listener of us. And you get that from the major bureaus. Those are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. That's free upon request every year. Now it's up to you to monitor this data and make sure that you're absolutely sure you're not a victim of fraud, manipulation, even outright theft. People are sneaky. And if you can use an app and are comfortable with that. Credit Karma has an app. This is not sponsored, but it's what I use. And they actually send you little notifications if something looks weird or if your credit moves up or down. It's pretty useful, slightly stressful, but more stressful to do without.
It's so important. You know, it's funny. My godmother, she'll call me like once a month. God, I love her to death, Bernice. She's like 70, close to 80 years old. And she was telling me repeated stories, but she told me a funny story today like that. She, like, it's funny. These people prey on seniors. So there's like a telemarketer calling her and said that, you know, we're here to clean your ducts. You know, please give us your credit card information because we're going to come over and clean your ducts. And she was like, I don't have ducks. I only keep chickens.
And they are clean.
And they are clean.
Bernice is quick with it.
She said some other one, but they were a little profanity. So that's the only one I could tell that was actually clean.
This is for families.
Well, let's move on to tip number 8.
Avoid keeping large amounts of cash at home, Matt. Like, you got everybody, now that we got Matt on video, the little chest of drawer behind him, Matt. So you got to clean out that drawer. Take out the money from that drawer. You're stashing all that cash. So many people like to think that they're going to have this sudden emergency in 2021. We're going to have to need $10,000 in cash at your house. If not, the world is going to fall apart. Mm-mm. So for you seniors out there, highly unlikely that there's going to be some kind of emergency event where you're going to need large sums of cash. And I know you may think, well, if all ATMs fail in this world, I'll be the only one with cash. Possibly, but everybody else will be suffering. So don't plan for that moment. Don't keep large amounts of cash in your house. You know, if you want to keep a couple $100, sure, to pay the pizza guy, whatever. But do not think it's a good idea to keep a large amount of cash in your house. Like when my mom, God rest her soul, passed away in 2013, She literally still was in the right mindset. She had to kind of explain to my sister and I every single place in the house she hid money. If we didn't know, my mom had about, honestly, $5,000 hidden the money and about 150 bottles of alcohol hidden throughout our house. Like, these are like the carpet on the stairs. Look under there. Look under the tear in the back wall. Like, she had money. I don't know what she was
trying. She's a straight up pirate.
Attack, I don't know. But we have pictures. I'll share it with you guys one of these days where we found like over 150 bottles of alcohol all hidden throughout our house and like about $6,000 that we would have never have found had she not been able to explain to us where she had all this money hidden. So I don't think it's a very good idea. I love you to death, Mom, but you know, you need to like keep limited amounts of cash at home. Like if somebody came to my house and robbed me, I'm like, what for? Like, what are you gonna take, my TVs? Like, I mean, there's really not much to take when you think about it. My air fryer?
That would be a disaster.
That would be a horrible crook. Like, I'm coming to rob you for your air fryer. That guy deserves whatever's coming to him. So
that
anyway,
guy should be shot.
Totally. Let's move on.
I got an air fryer. Okay, let's go. $50. I'd probably be the one buy it back from. I'll give you $25 for it. You got it.
All right. Tip number 9. Financial tip number 9. Ensure fraud safeguards are in place. Okay, seniors, you are targets for fraud. Older adults are at a heightened risk of any type of financial fraud. If your idea of phishing is going for a trip on the lake, you might be endangered by the millions of scammers looking to divest you of your hard-earned funds. Mm-hmm. You can arrange for family members to receive alerts if abnormally large withdrawals are made from your account. You can also make sure your cards are restricted so they'll only work in designated locations to prevent online fraud. Speak with your bank about any concerns and they'll be only too happy to help you out. Your financial advisor can also give you some further guidance on safeguarding your precious retirement fund. I just spoke to my mom recently and she was telling me about some phone calls, random phone calls she was getting, and it just sounded like just ridiculous fraud. People calling, just trying to, they just target seniors at a level that's ridiculous. It's really sad.
She needed her ducks clean too?
She did not need, not like Bernice. They didn't hit her with like how they did Bernice, but similar type of concept, similar type of deviousness. So just, we got to look out for our seniors and seniors, you need to be wise to the fact that people are targeting you. So definitely get your fraud protection safeguards.
Oh, I remember the other fraud thing my grandmother told me today. She was like, somebody called her about her account being compromised. And she said, you are not fit. You're not real. This call is not real. And hung up the phone.
Good for her.
But she had a little profanity mixed in with there. But
I love her already.
We need to bring Bernice on the show.
We do. That's not the worst idea.
I don't know if you want to do that.
I vote yes. You're outvoted.
Be careful what you wish for. That this will be a 3-hour, two black guys with good credit. Do not cut off my godmother Bernice because it'll get tight in here. Now what are we talking about, dear? After she curses you out, trust me. You do not want to mess with my godmother.
So tip number 10 is make a will. You know, I actually, when I was reading this over, I went online. I was like, you know what? Hell yeah, I can make a will. I have my $3, disperse them to 3 different people that deserve them.
Can I get the lamp in the background there?
You can get my plant lamp. I was going to give 1/3 to my parents, 1/3 to my sister, and 1/3 to my ex's kid, who I love so much. I tried to make a will, and then it turns out it cost $89. And I was like, I don't have enough money to care about this. But if you are older than me and have some money, then or if you're younger than me and have money, this is for you. We know on the show that making a will is tough because you have to face the fact that you're going to die. But you are going to die, not as soon as Sean, but you will. And as with so many aspects of everything, you can't just bury your head in the sand. It's not going to work. Believe me, I've tried. It never works. But nowadays, you can even make a will online. It's really easy. If you're not comfortable, you know, navigating a computer, get someone, a family member who is, to come and sit with you. It's super simple. When I just logged on, it's all set up. They just ask you some questions. They tell you what kind of document is right for you. It's really easy. There's really not an excuse to neglect a vital component of estate management. Even if you're struggling with mobility, you can make it happen. Make super certain that you seek professional advice. Talk to a lawyer, you know. Keep your will safe and sound once it's all in place. No one can mess with it. Then you can just rest easy knowing that all your future funds and your estate will be dispersed exactly as you intended. Sean, you better hustle.
I guess what, guys? You guys didn't know this is coming, but I have a bonus. Okay, they didn't want to give you guys a bonus, but I have a bonus.
We didn't know it was coming.
But listen, my bonus is, despite our financial tips, you still have to live and enjoy your senior years. So just make sure you do things within budget. You do the things that you've always wanted to do. And just be responsible when you do these things. Because it's about living now, people. You gotta live.
That's a good wrap up. It's about living, guys, not about dying. Despite Sean's,
oh my God,
appearance, this is a celebration of life, and we want you to have the best possible life in all of your years.
Yeah, as I always say, go out with a bang.
Well, on that note, that brings today's show, Financial Tips for Seniors, to a close. As I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. But one thing that's definitely changing is we're getting older every day. So eventually, if you're not one already, like Sean, you will be a senior eventually. So get your plans together. And for two black guys with good credit, I'm Matt Smith and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Mark Olis, 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. That makes me a black guy with good credit. And as I always say, it's never too late. It doesn't matter what you've done. It only matters what you do next. So hurry up.
I'm the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. As I say every show, all day and every day, your money is your money, Matt. Do it. So keep it in your damn pocket. And I'm out. Please follow us. Please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com with any questions. And you can also follow me on Financially Clean Sean with a U, and I'll answer all your questions. And I'm out, people. Peace.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.